All right, in next with me is Bernie Doherty. You're very welcome back to the show, Bernie.
Thank you very much, Greg.
How art thou?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. You're busy. We're going to talk about the Live and Original event, but I want to talk to you too about your bullying art exhibition. Preparations for what's the third?
The third, that's right.
Yeah, what did you get, what's the motivation to get involved in this?
Well, I run a small music school, and so I work with a lot of young people. And just in conversation with them, and I ran a few free anti-bullying workshops a few years ago. The idea just sort of emerged from anti-bullying posters that they had created. So we ran the first one 3 years ago, and it was a huge success. We had art from children and from adults, professional and amateur, so it was a great success. And last year we expanded to include the Playhouse in Derry, so we exhibited in the Exchange in Buncrana, mm-hmm. and then moved it all to the Playhouse in Derry, and now we're gearing up for our third year. It'll be happening in mid-November.
And when you talk about, you know, the different ages and what have you, do you have mm-hmm. maybe older people reflecting on what happened to them through art? I suppose as much as young people will, but you get a different perspective, I suppose, from a different age.
Definitely. Bracket. You know, and some amazing things have happened just from people who have contributed art to the exhibition. A lot of times with adults, you'll find it's workplace bullying, which is, you know, so hard to tackle and much more prevalent than people realise.
And how do you raise it without making it worse and so on and so forth?
Or, you know, just stopping your career in its tracks at the end of the day. You know, people are worried about discrimination sort of under the table in that way, so it's...
How do you think it helps an art exhibition?
Well, here's what I discovered with the children. If you ask a child about bullying, they'll give you great answers, but it'll be the sort of textbook answers and, you know, what they think adults want to hear. And then I discovered in their art, there was a much more honest picture.
More free thinking, sort of.
Definitely. And you could see, you know, you could even tell children who had really maybe suffered at the hands of bullies. So it all sort of was much clearer in their art. And then when adults became involved, which was hugely more noticeable in the second year, a lot of things came to light. Artists whose children had maybe suffered or who had suffered themselves in some way.
So when's the exhibition on? Are you still inviting submissions forward, or what stage are you at as it relates to it?
We're inviting submissions. We've already had some, and we're inviting a lot more submissions now. Most of the submissions sort of come in between now and the end of October.
Well, we're Irish. We're not going to do it a year in advance. It's going to be last minute.
We enjoy working under pressure.
The big push, though, from your perspective, start getting it in.
And a lot of schools get involved. Brilliant. And so we'll have, like, you know, whole classes worth of art that show up. And like I say, in the adult section, teen and adult section, professional and amateur artists. So it's a great, great opportunity.
A great way people
exhibition.
To express. I think if you're a bit older as well, or even younger, you know, they say writing things down is helpful, and I suppose too through art it can be helpful and get it out there, and you know, you're not on your own in it. And some people aren't great at expressing themselves verbally, but could
and
be through art.
People who come through the exhibition as well will often share stories. Some of them maybe 50 years old of bullying that they experienced themselves. Like, so it's been a actually, even though it's a very difficult topic, when you see the art all exhibited together, it's very uplifting, because there's a lot of positivity and people trying to do good things as well. So it is a very uplifting experience.
And is there a Facebook or page or something that people can get more info on that?
It's just facebook.com/anti-bullying art exhibition. So it's not too hard.
Now, you've a massive violin with you. is that not what it is? No.
No.
It's a guitar.
Sadly, my violin career didn't work out. You can ask Danny McLaughlin about that.
No, it's actually a guitar, because there's another event coming up which we're going to talk about. But you are going to sing something for us, aren't you? Is this something from yourself?
I'll sing one of my own songs. It's one I wrote a couple of years back actually now, but it's called Stay With Me. So
take it away. Mm-hmm. Bernie Doherty.
If you hold my hand, I can promise you forever. If you're by